McRory, an American Musical. Written by My Gay Heart and read by Litra. A DC's Legends of Tomorrow, The Flash fanfic. Rated teen. With the pairing McRory, Leonard Snart. Summary. Barry Allen did like musicals. Loved them, in fact. Sue him. And actually, he had seen this one before. Lin-Manuel Miranda was a genius, and Hamilton was a work of art. But then McRory went and time-traveled and became Washington's best friend instead, and now... There was a freaking rap musical out about one of his supervillains! No, said Barry Allen, looking at his phone in horror. No! It couldn't be! Realistically, he knew that it was possible. Very, very possible. He'd sensed the change in the time stream, and he'd read Felicity's paper on McRory, Heatwave, a founding father, and he accepted that. He was the one who'd been saying that there was good in Leonard Snart from the beginning. Leonard and Mick had done great work, amazing work, really, but he really, really was not prepared to see others recognizing that. Iris was still spamming him. Iris. Barry, don't leave me on read. Let me live in denial. I know you like musicals. Iris, let me die in peace. But you have to see this. Barry did like musicals. Loved them, in fact. Sue him. And actually, he had seen this one before. Lin-Manuel Miranda was a genius, and Hamilton was a work of art. But then McRory went and time-traveled and became Washington's best friend instead, and now... and now... There was a freaking rap musical out about one of his supervillains! Felicity. Barry Allen, tell me you have fucking seen this! Well, he couldn't not get tickets. The tickets to the musical had been way too expensive because, apparently, the immediate sensation, Rory, by Lin-Manuel Miranda, was already becoming beloved by society. And with it, society's resellers. Fuck Eobard, this bastard Kyle Fonwit is my nemesis. My opposite in all ways. These tickets should not cost this much, Kyle. You got them at the tenth of that price. Don't even try to lie, you greedy piece of shit. Iris grinned and smirked at him. Barry, you have super speed. Just, I don't know, click buy before Kyle or whoever does. Yeah, you'd think that, wouldn't you, Iris? But no, you know what? I've been too harsh on my supervillains. Do you know who would never do this, Iris? Any of the rogues! Honestly, even the Reverse Flash didn't pull this shit. The Reverse Flash also left him a shit ton of money, so if worse came to worst, he was still getting those tickets, and he was going to watch a musical about his supervillain's life with his sister, friends, and numerous villains who would undoubtedly break in. Worth it. A musical, Len crowed. Mick was kind of regretting everything he ever did to lead up to this point in his life.
About us.
Well, Mick couldn't let this light stand. About me.
No, Mick.
Lenny said, his horrifyingly large smile growing ever wider.
About us. Renee Elise Goldsberry. Look her up. Excellent actress, great singer, does a fabulous job portraying me. Alas, is in very few songs and is primarily my ghost, but I think she's really cool.
Yes, Mick had regrets. Was he glad to have Lenny back? There was nothing he had ever wanted more. Life without Lenny hadn't really been much of a life at all. But then he'd had Georgie, and his life had been good, and he wouldn't have traded it for anything. Well, except Lenny. But now he had Len back, and he was going to see a musical about his life. And he regretted many things. Many, many things. How does a no one, no name, nothing in their past manage to outlast a war and come out victorious? Fight the way to the top, won't stop until he manages to free the colonies and father a new country. Mind like no other. What the fuck? A farmer with a dead lover, who he tries to do right by every end and avenge, and create a world that she'd want to live in, 'cause she was his world. This was a bank heist. Barry was stopping a bank heist. Leonard Snart was committing a heist and robbing a bank, and he would not stop singing songs from the musical Rory! Such a charmer, yeah, you'd be surprised for a farmer, but then you look into his eyes and you just can't help it. I just might fall apart, so considerate. Just might fall apart, so considerate, so smart. Such a charmer, you can't help it. He asked for him to stand, but you kinda sorta wish he was asking for your hand. But he fell in love one day back when. Don't talk about it much, but he'll never pretend that he can move on. Says he'll see her again one day. He says she couldn't stay, but Lenny was her name, and she's good in a fight. She was a tough cookie, smart cookie, and he's doing right by Lenore. But he can't see her no more. But he'll see her again one day. Are we... Barry interrupted. I mean, this is a robbery. Are we going to fight, or... Why was this happening to him? You know who this never happened to? Oliver Queen. Yeah, he thinks he's so great, but because he's never had to fight a, are you a supervillain because I thought you were a hero now, but you're robbing stuff, kind of figure while they won't stop fucking singing Rory. I mean, it's a great musical. Wonderful, really, but now is not the time. The rogues glanced at each other and then simultaneously launched into action while breaking into continuous song. Lenore. Barry got his ass kicked. He has decided that he is never speaking of this incident again. The end. Reader's notes. So, as you can probably tell, I don't have any vocal training other than reading podfics. I am not a singer. I am definitely not a rapper. I did my best to match this up with the songs, which, according to my gay heart, are based on Alexander Hamilton and Helpless, respectively. I invite you all to imagine someone much better singing these, and while you're at it, go imagine the rest of the lyrics, because gold. Pure gold. So, yeah. Have a good one.